This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
So, Ray at Telstra, he gave me, because he wanted us to plug a little bit this week, this new handy-dandy security camera. It's called the Arlo Go. And basically, it's a good-looking little unit.
It's really cute. And it looks like something from Star Wars.
Yeah, it sort of does, actually. Mm. Basically, it's a security camera that you can put anywhere. It doesn't need to be hardwired into your house.
Yeah.
You can put a SIM card in it, so if you're a blocky, you can have it to point it at your expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it at your front door, yep, which is where I was testing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. But I couldn't think of a way to... I wanted to do a video to plug it for him because it's really cool. And so this morning when I came in, I thought, I know, I'll just scare the hell out of Amber and that'll be how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it didn't start off real great. I got in here early and my plan was to put an air horn under Amber's chair.
Oh, what a hilarious plan.
Look.
How can I upset Amber first thing in the morning when she's hardly even awake?
Let's see if I can destroy this whole radio studio when Amber throws her coffee everywhere. That was my thought.
Yeah.
Not as easy as it looks.
Okay.
That didn't go well.
Didn't it?
Well, I was thinking, oh, it's going to be so easy because it's motion detected, so I'll get a notification on my phone when Amber walks in front of it,
mm-hmm,
and then it'll start recording because that's how it works.
Very cool.
Yeah, it just wasn't to be. So instead, said what I do, Amber. I threw all that planning out the window,
mm-hmm,
and just scared the bejesus out of you.
You can't do that. I nearly swore.
You nearly
lost my job.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know. So, yeah, I just got
can
an air horn and just blew it in her face, really.
So don't do it again.
Why not?
I'm going to cry. Please don't. Don't.
Just pointed it straight at the microphone. That would have been bad.
Can you think, Sunraysia, of anything more infuriating?
Yeah. This is at 5:30 this morning, by the way.
An air horn going off in your face at 5:30 a.m.
I cannot wait to release this video because it is wonderful. Amber is very animated, as anyone who has seen her work on YouTube will know.
I feel like you and Ray are in cahoots and you're teaming up on me.
Why? To just scare you?
Don't. What? Oh, don't. I'm so anxious.
Why are you anxious?
I don't want you to
because I've got my finger on this trigger.
Don't. I hate you so much.
The video will be up on our Facebook page a little later today, Sunraysia, so you're welcome.
You are the worst. Billows, we have been working together / friends for about 4 years.
Four and a half we're up to. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's been a long time, mate. It's been a long time.
Therefore, there should be no excuse for you forgetting what you forgot today.
You're going to have to, like I said before, I've got a lot of plates spinning right now, Amber, and I'm a little bit stressed, so if I forgot something important, I apologise.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I'm not going to apologise in advance. What
no,
is it I forgot?
You should.
What
because today, you forgot my birthday.
No, because A, you would have told me about it a month in advance 96 times a day.
I was talking about it last week, to be fair.
And B, your birthday is in October.
You forgot my half birthday.
Nope. Cut that. That's not a thing.
It is.
It's not a thing. We're not celebrating it and don't even think that you're supposed to be getting some form of gift for a half birthday.
Why not?
How old are you?
26 and a half today. Yay!
Amber.
No, look. If I say I want to celebrate my half birthday, you as a friend of almost 5 years need to get on board with that. And you forgot my half birthday today. And it is disappointing to say the least.
Amber, unless you're 7, you stop measuring your birthdays in halves.
No. Animals get birthdays.
Yep.
We celebrate random things that I don't get to celebrate. Like,
what are you getting offended about right now? Like, I'm genuinely confused where your argument is going.
You forgot my half birthday.
Again, not a thing.
That's what?
Let's go back to the animal birthdays you were annoyed about.
Yeah.
What about
my friend's dog had a birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We celebrate the day of its birth. That's more power to him.
How do you know?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You are all over the shop.
I'm upset. Genuinely offended.
You're
forgot
a
my
genuine,
half
crazy
I was expecting
person.
Like balloons or like a banner or something when I first walked in
you
this morning.
You don't get that on your actual birthday. Why would you think on something you just made up you were going to get this celebration?
That's upsetting as well, that I don't get it on my actual birthday. And people have spoken, mate.
Laurie's
it's as simple
called
as that.
Laurie, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Why are you encouraging this sort of tomfoolery?
The children. Sammy always listens to it and tries to pick them.
All right, it's for the children. I'll allow it. Well, Laurie, if you can identify the song that Amber is mouth-farting along to, we've got... What have we got, Amber?
We've
I don't even know.
A classic pastry platter from Banjos.
Oh, I hope she gets it wrong. I want to keep it.
How dare you? Oh, my God, Laurie. Okay.
Best
if you can correctly
luck.
Guess my fart mouth song,
is
then
it,
you win. Hang on.
Wait to hear
it. Oh, you're going to go again?
You should get that checked out, by the way.
What do you reckon, Laurie?
Is it IDGAF?
Laurie, it is not.
Want
to know what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I
got a feeling, got a mood.
Yeah,
I'm just defensive on every level.
From 1949, it was Hank Williams' Lovesick Blues. I can't believe you didn't pick it. I mean, it's so up to date. I mean, hit some
Yeah, that, where... you had it going there. Yeah.
Do you want to change your vote to get rid of the fart game now?
No, it's all right. Keep going.
All right.
Good final.
You know what, Laurie? I'm going to give you the pastry platter anyway.
Oh, you're a legend.
Thank you. Thank you for your ongoing support in Amber's fart game. And
even when you lose, everyone loses.
There'll be riots in the street if it doesn't come back next Thursday, dude. I've got to do this.
It lives to fight another day. Congratulations, Laura. You got it wrong and we reward you anyway.
You're probably gonna hate this. Hate this. You're not gonna like it. You're a grumpy old man who doesn't understand. You'll hate this.
Righto, what are you going to do to me?
Okay, so the Billboard Music Awards are coming up soon.
Oh, I love the Billboards. How could you upset me with them?
Well,
Billboards are great.
The nominations have just been announced, and the category I would like to talk about most is Top Rap Female Artist.
Okay. I don't keep a real eye on this. I imagine that Cardi B is pretty big at the moment.
She is, and she's been nominated.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Think of the biggest female rap artist in the world. Who would you say?
Iggy Come. Hasn't done anything in the last year, so I'd be surprised if she was not... Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
She's got it up there?
Cardi B, Nicki Minaj.
I couldn't tell you who else.
How would you feel if I said Danielle Bregoli?
What
does that remind you?
You know I know who that is.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Yeah.
After that, I know she went on to do some horrible rap songs.
Yeah.
Are you telling me she's been nominated for a Billboard?
Yeah. Top Rap Female Artist for her song These Hoes. I ain't never like these hoes. Pay me to no one. Money green like a seal up. It's selfish that I'm the only one that can see your face right now, honestly. And what a slap in the face to female rap artists like Nicki Minaj.
To hip-hop in general.
And Cardi B. That's just insulting. It's cheapened the Billboard Music Awards.
Like, I got my start in radio at a hip-hop website.
Yeah, doing, you're Captain Hip-Hop.
Doing a rap show.
Mm-hmm.
Right, interview artists, genuine people who believe in this and love this.
Well, you should be able to give us, a good review of these hoes. I ain't like these hoes. Don't compare me to no one. Uh-huh.
There's just not words.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That is awful. And I weep for the current state of rap.
If she wins, I'll flip a table.
Yesterday, Kendrick Lamar won a Pulitzer Prize.
Mm.
Today, Bad Barbie got nominated for a Billboard. What the hell is going on? Naughty or Sporty at 640. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. You're welcome.
Great.
Amber, hold on to your seat. We've got a sporty.
Stop.
We do.
All right.
It's not professional sporty. It is drunken sporty.
Oh.
You know, the sort of sporty you and I more partake in.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of mates said they wanted to go for a round of golf.
Oh, sick.
This is just out of Melbourne too, might I add.
Love a couple of beers on the golf course. I haven't done that in years.
I haven't done it in a while either. These guys, they started with watching a bit of boxing with a few beers first. Then they headed to the golf course. Now, they're playing golf, and one of them is pretty bloody blind at this point.
Okay.
And he's been a bit of a tool. He's stomping balls into the green, which is supposed to be a very nice, smooth surface. You need to have respect for the greens.
That's just rude.
That is rude. He's also damaging it with the flag. And his friend's like, mate, this isn't what we do. Yeah. This isn't golf. This is a gentleman's game.
Yeah.
Stop being a tool.
Yeah.
He keeps doing it. He's like, mate, stop this.
Yeah.
A tussle ensues where old mate, who's being a tool, draws a knife and stabs his mate.
What?
Side note, this isn't the first time this guy has stabbed one of his mates. It's the third.
Get him off the streets then.
Stop being mates with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, strangers don't have to worry about him. His closest, nearest and dearest friends do.
Yeah.
The dude who got stabbed lost about 3 litres of blood and was lucky not to die.
Oh my God.
Over a game of golf.
That guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
He needs to, okay, A, stop drinking altogether. That's obviously like a problem, and stop stabbing people.
Stop carrying a knife, mate.
Mm.
I mean, by the sound of it, it just gets you in trouble.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because old mate, like the guy that got stabbed, did the right thing by trying to pull him up.
Yeah.
Be like, pull your head in, mate.
I'll teach you to tell me how to play the gentleman's game. Stab, stab, stab.
Oh, it's so scary.
It is very scary, but I don't
guess you don't know who you know, you know?
No. I don't think either of them expected when the two of them went out that one of them would return with a hole in one.
Aww.
Mm, yeah, I'm fine with it. I went a long way for that joke.
Do you want to go?
Nope.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.